Tools of the Trade.
Gee whiz. Tools of the Trade. We skipped Tools of the Trade last week. It was all a bit much.
But you're ready to go with a vengeance today?
We are. We are ready to go with a beast of a device, ladies and gentlemen, a thing called a looper, aka a loop pedal, or something that you can basically loop a phrase with. Now, we've opened up the Wikipedia page. We find this a great place to start. Live looping is the recording and playback of a piece of music in real time using either dedicated hardware devices called loopers or phrase samplers or software running on a computer with audio interface. A musician can loop with either a laptop software or loop pedals, which are sold for a tabletop and floor-based use. Now, I've got a floor-based use one here. I've got a Digitech Jamman up here. I just thought I would start with somebody actually doing it well before we do we're going to do a really bastardized version of a crap loop scenario and make our own song, eh, John? We're going to call it the Great Song.
I have
great
recollections of Liam Finn doing it solo and playing all the instruments and setting up the loop and then moving on and playing another instrument.
That's true, he did.
Layering everything over the top of one another.
And we're kind of about to hear that, but this chap's name is Reggie Watts. Now, he does it. What I admire about Reggie Watts is he makes the beat with his mouth and kind of has a microphone into the looper and does a lot of it with his voice. So you can actually really hear the looping a lot. When you're listening to instruments, especially if you're out there in radio land, you're just going to hear instruments layered on instruments. And it's not really going to make much sense to you, but if you're hearing a human voice, it tends to make a bit more sense. So let me give you Reggie Watts here. He's got some great TED Talks as well. Reggie Watts, ladies and gentlemen, live looping with pretty much just his voice.
John, it's awesome. It's awesome.
John, at it's this a great point, song. I would like to ask you to maybe read out the history of the looping device. It's quite interesting, actually.
So by the late 19th century, jazz and blues had heavily influenced popular music, encouraging musicians to experiment with rhythm, repetition, and musical improvisation. With the advent of sound recording on gramophone record, invented in 1887, the first marketed in 1889, came the tape recorder. Woo! And the development of pure electronic music. Now, going forward a bit, on October 1st, 1947, Bing Crosby became the first American musician to release music via tape broadcast. In 1955, Brian Eno began experimenting with multi-track recordings as a means of composing synthesized recordings. And in 1963, musician and performer Terry Riley released an early tape loop piece called The Gift, featuring the trumpet playing of Chet Baker. It was the first piece ever based on a tape delay feedback system with two Revox tape recorders. Riley used to call this system the time lag accumulator. Unsurprisingly, the name did not catch on amongst performing musicians. And then jumping forward to the 80s, digital delay systems in the 1980s were unintuitive and experimental, but the equipment's limitations inspired innovators of the technique to find creative applications. And jumping forward to the 90s, this is where Big Hungry comes in and goes, hey.
The 90s. Basically, now we have digital recorders. I've got a loop pedal on the floor here, and we're going to just do like a shit Reggie Watts thing. Maybe a little Sticky Mouse song. Can I get a little Sticky Mouse sample from you, John? Oh, shit, my loop has just died.
Just came unplugged or ran out of batteries?
I don't know what happened. Hang on, let's do that again. Wait. I was just having a little skit. No, something's wrong here. Yeah, it's not going to work. It's having a bad day. Shit.
Well, we kind of got the idea from the start.
I had big plans. I was going to be all like little Sticky Mouse. I got my guitar over
you
there.
You've got your guitar as well. You've dragged in the amp.
Yes, Queen.
Oh, well, I guess this is...
Fuck it. Oh, you can't win them all. Live radio.
Taking risks. But the good thing is we do have a couple of tunes lined up, which...
I'm really worried about my loop pedal now.
...further illustrate... looping in... Have we got a live situation coming up?
Yeah, 100%. This is a KXP session. Tune Yards. The track's called Business. It's live on KXP, and this young lady is quite adept. And also, she's playing with a band as well, which is really gnarly. So the band's like really kind of watching, and they're obviously... You have to keep an ear on what she's doing because her time signature is like the boss of the scenario.
She's doing a vocal loop as well, isn't she?
As well. Here we go, ladies and gents.
Thank you.
my life away.
That is a loop pedal in the flesh there with the Tune Yards song called Business live on KXP. Loop pedals are quite expensive, I must say. You can get very simple ones that just have like a simple record and then play, and then you can overdub, sort of infinite overdubs, or you can go into the realm now where they're MIDI synced and you can play with other electronic instruments and be time synced and stuff. My one is broken, and I'm gonna have to get a new one now, so I'm kind of bummed out.
Hours of fun for it's a party the solo for one. Solo musician.
Yeah, a lot of them have sort of inbuilt effects, and you can reverse the loop and do all sorts of tweaked out stuff like that. Do you know what? Next week I'm going to bring another looper in. I've got another one at home. We have to do that little Sticky Mouse song now.
Okay.
It's burning my life.
That was Tools of the Trade.